This is Ed with KBEY Earth News. President Nixon has repeatedly accused the North Vietnamese government of violating the Geneva Convention because of its failure to release American prisoners of war. Article 118 of the Geneva Convention, the article which specifically spells out when prisoners should be returned, states, quote, "Prisoners of war shall be released and repatriated without delay after the cessation of active hostilities," end of quote. The Philadelphia ad agency that was paid several million dollars by the Defense Department to create television commercials which would encourage young men to join the Army will have to wait until September to find out if the government wants to spend any more advertising money. The NYAER agency created a series of advertisements based on the theme, "The Army Wants to Join You." The 13-week trial period for the ads ended May 31st. But the Defense Department now has an independent research firm studying the effects of the ads, and if the results come back favorable. If it turns out that the commercials were responsible for a large number of men volunteering for the service, then the ads will probably resume. "We bought time on the shows that young people watch," said Ed Falk, no relation to me, of NYAER. "A second plan was to try and hit the people that influence the AER men. We've had over 100,000 phone calls in response to the ads," Falk said. He also said that if you live in one of the 8 test cities, you may still be seeing the commercials. Isn't that great? The test cities are running twice the regular number of commercials, and for a longer period. Falk says he thinks the commercials are some of the best work the agency has ever done. One of the commercials, which is an attempt to get young men who like to drive to enlist in the Army to drive tanks. That one commercial uses background music, which is incredibly similar to a song by the band. Falk said his agency has used several techniques to influence young men.
Huh, Walby, today's Army wants to join me at 5 o'clock next Monday morning at their place.
An Ann Arbor, Michigan social worker who has been fired by the Catholic Social Service simply for placing a bumper sticker on his car. Dismissed because of the offensive sticker was 40-year-old George Mercier, who reported he lettered the bumper sign himself. Mercier's bumper sticker read, "Berrigan for Pope." This has been KBEY Earth News, and this is Ed. I think I'm going to go join the Army. This is Art with KBEY Earth News. President Nixon's National Commission on Marijuana has announced that several supporters of more lenient pot laws, including psychiatrist Joel Fort, will testify during 3 days of public hearings on grass in San Francisco later this month. Others considered as supporters of legalizing grass who will appear include Dr. David Smith of the Haight-Ashbury Free Clinic, Dr. Michael Aldrich of Amorphia, and Keith Stroop of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. There will also be many opponents to making pot legal in attendance, including William Kahn, the president-elect of the National District Attorneys Association. The hearings will open in San Francisco on Monday, June 14th. On that same subject, with time running out in the Missouri General Assembly, a House-Senate conference committee remains deadlocked on appropriations bills. However, a major revision of the state's drug laws has gone to Governor Hearns on a 145-10 vote of the House. The bill reduces the penalty for possession of less than 35 grams of marijuana from a felony to a misdemeanor and redefines dangerous substances, their distribution, and penalties. A resolution to ratify a federal constitutional amendment lowering the vote age in all elections to 18 cleared the Senate today, 29-2, and went to the House, where only 1 week remains for the proposal to go through committee and floor action.
So 35 grams is just a little over an ounce. That leaves it a little more open. Well, the attorney for convicted assassin Sirhan Sirhan continues to insist that official police ballistic reports on the gun which killed Senator Robert Kennedy don't make any sense at all. Attorney Luke McKissick has suggested that there might have been two weapons involved in the 1968 assassination. According to McKissick, police at Sirhan's trial introduced an envelope containing three bullets, labeling the envelope Exhibit Number 55. Ballistics expert Dwayne Wolfer testified that the three bullets in Exhibit 55 were obtained by police after being fired from a pistol in a police lab. Wolfer said the striations on the bullets exactly matched the striations on a bullet recovered from Senator Kennedy's body. Thus, argued Wolfer, the gun used to fire the three test bullets in Exhibit 55 was believed to be the murder weapon. However, there is one catch. McKissick has announced the gun used by police to fire the three bullets in Exhibit was not Sirhan's gun at all. It was a similar pistol, but had a totally different serial number. McKissick insisted that the serial number of the wrong gun is actually written in Wolfer's own handwriting on the envelope of Exhibit 55. What it means, said Wolfer, is that there either were two guns used or there was an incredibly sloppy police work. Los Angeles police officials have refused to comment on the charges. This is Art with Earth News on KBEY.